Yes, welcome back to the show. You're with me, Ross Hemsworth, in the third hour of the show, and my guest is Bart Sibrel. Bart has made the movie. Funny thing happened on the way to the moon, and believes that the whole thing was a fake, and that we never landed on the moon in 1969. Now, on the website at moonmovie.com, you'll find the top 10 reasons why man has never set foot on the moon. And reason number 3 is an interesting one, Bart. It says the surface of the moon is a vacuum. The landing module would have been heated to 250 degrees on the light side where they landed. There is no way they could have rejected the heat for as long as 72 hours, as they claim on some Apollo missions. Now, surely that in itself is a damn good reason why this never took place, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, there are a number of reasons, technically. I would say one of them that is very strong is the vehicle they allegedly landed on the moon. Really dilapidated vehicle, when you really think about it. You could have poked your finger through it. It was made out of like foil on the outside of it. And the idea that they're powering air conditioning off of what is essentially car batteries for that long a time against that much heat, it's really preposterous.
Yeah, I agree. Number 4 here says the top portion of the lunar module, which landed on the moon, supposedly popped up off the moon with 2 astronauts aboard, entered lunar orbit 60 miles up, and docked with the command module in lunar orbit. To look at its design and think such could have actually occurred is absolutely ludicrous.
I mean, I have about a $30 electronic watch, a digital watch, that I bought at, I'm sure, a great place you heard of called Walmart, right?
Oh, yes.
My $30 watch has more computing power than the entire rocket did. And for them to be able to calculate a rendezvous of a vehicle going orbiting the Earth at some 4,000 miles an hour, going from 0 to 4,000 miles an hour, and to precisely meet up with that craft to match the speed and then to dock on the first attempt with less computing power than my Walmart watch, that's really going to be hard to believe when you start thinking about it. I saw, you know, Star Trek beam me up, and they just presumed that all this space technology was as simple as saying beam me up and beam me back to Earth. But it was really a fairy tale when you start digging deep into the technical capability at the time.
Indeed. Number 5 says the moon is 240,000 miles away. The space shuttle has never gone more than 400 miles from the Earth. Except for Apollo astronauts, no humans ever claimed to have gone beyond low Earth orbit. When the space shuttle astronauts did get into an altitude of 400 miles, the radiation of the Van Allen belts forced them to a lower altitude. The Van Allen radiation belt exists because the Earth's magnetic field traps the solar wind.
Well, certainly has to do with one of the substantial reasons why they couldn't go to the moon, as well as the fuel capability. Furthermore, von Braun, in all of his early designs on how to get to the moon, he said you had to first have a space station. Well, when the current administration talked about returning to the moon, they said, you know, one of the things that we have to do is have a space station in order to return to the moon. We didn't have one before, so I don't know why we need one again. Then the administration said, and we also have to learn how to protect the astronauts from radiation. Well, I'm thinking, why not do it just the great successful way you did it 6 times before during Apollo? Then the administration said, perhaps in the moon's soil we can find things that we can use as fuel. And I'm like, well, we were there 6 times. I mean, I don't know that we're going to find anything else in the rocks. And then they went on to say that going to the moon is a logical first step to Mars and beyond. Okay, so we're doing the first step for the 7th time. We got to go from a bicycle back to a tricycle. I mean, all of those things indicate that the moon landings did not take place as previously claimed.
Now, I've got an interesting one here from Nita Grant in Bracknell in Berkshire. She says, so how do you explain Apollo 13 being so well documented?
Well, documented by who? There was no independent press coverage. I mean, here we have one of the greatest events in human history, going to the moon, and there's only 3 eyewitnesses, and they're all government employees. And the only documentation that we have is the same people who forged the photographs. So the fact is, when they went to the moon the 2nd time, TV viewers were complaining that reruns of I Love Lucy were being interrupted. I mean, imagine right now on live TV, we're watching as we talk, they reach the South Pole for the very first time. Ta-da! And we're stopping, we take a breath, we watch. Isn't that exciting? Let's say 6 months later, they return to the South Pole and plant a flag again. I mean, we're not going to be watching it. I'm afraid the jaded public back in the 60s were thinking the same thing. So when people would rather see reruns of I Love Lucy than watch a trip to the moon, then the very next mission, Apollo 13, April 13th at 13:13 military time, had this alleged accident. The fact is no Apollo vehicle has ever left Earth orbit. And Apollo 13 was the most despicable of the missions in that the entire, quote, accident was completely contrived to draw drama and attention from the public into the, you know, intrigue of going to the moon. And they were never in jeopardy that.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there because we've got to go into a break. We'll come back to this in just a moment, Bart, if we may, because it is very interesting and I want you to continue.
Now that's weird. Do you see ghosts? Do you hear voices? Come find out. Join our professional team in a most haunted-style paranormal investigation. Enjoy the excitement of the unknown and take part in vigils, seances, and divine exercises. Expect the unexpected. Experience the unexperienced. It's an encounter that will not be forgotten. Visit our website at www.hauntingbreaks.co.uk or phone our friendly team on 01-686-420-301.
Get ready to be spooked. It's Ross Hemsworth talking paranormal on Now That's Weird.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Now That's Weird.
Ghost Search UK was founded in 2004 by Donna Gearing, who the Daily Star called the Exorcister. As a paranormal investigation company, Ghost Search UK invites paying guests to join them for all-night investigations and experience the thrill of spiritual contact. Ghost Search UK is proud to say it is the only paranormal investigation company to be endorsed by the Society of Metaphysicians. For further information, see our website www.ghostsearchuk.co.uk.
Now that's weird.
Get interactive. Email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk or text 85010. Type the word studio and then your message.
Dick, have fun quailing, and don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo, if you could bring me up to speed on...
Get ready to be spooked. It's Ross Hemsworth talking paranormal on Now That's Weird.